Welcome to Life, Lessons, and Laughter with your host, Glenn Ambrose.
Hey, everybody. Happy New Year. Happy 2024. And I believe this is going to be airing on New Year's Day. So how appropriate. I was just typing up a little email and I kind of tuned into 2024 and it got me, you know, wondering what's 2024 going to look like? You know, I mean, I don't have a crystal ball, but you know, there's looking back on 2023 and even years previous to that, you know, I think we can kind of get a sense of what's happening globally and where we are in the most important aspect of that, which is, you know, I believe the spiritual shift that's happening. So, you know, where are we going in 2024 and what's it, you know, of course, this is all going by feel and the information that kind of flows through me as I tune into it. I'm sure it's going to be a little bit different for everybody, but, you know, it's funny. I don't usually do these types of podcasts because, I mean, I'm not a medium, you know, so or clairvoyant or anybody else that usually does these types of things. That's not really what I consider myself, but I can tune into things and get a feel for them. So, you know, that's why I decided to do it, because it's as I started tuning into 2024. You know, all of a sudden I felt I needed to understand 2023 a little bit better to see where 2024 was going. And it really made a lot of sense. You know, 2023 was, I feel, a lot of introspection in a lot of ways. It's, but the introspection wasn't just internal. It was actually a lot of external. There was a lot of looking outward and understanding things and then internalizing it into ourselves so that we can understand it on an individual basis. What does it mean to me? You know, I think that that's where we are right now in the shift is, you know, 2023, you know, we had less of the COVID stuff going on, you know, but the world is in melee, you know, wars and like all kinds of controversy going on. So all that stuff is still happening, but we can't just sit there and blame it on COVID, you know? So now I think 2023, it became more apparent that like everything's kind of messed up, you know, for those of us, or not those of us, but for some people, they're, we don't like looking at things and thinking that everything is messed up. It's just, we tend to rationalize our behaviors, rationalize situations, kind of push them away. Well, you know, especially if it's not specifically impacting us on a highly negative level. This is why people awaken through suffering most of the time, is because unless we are specifically suffering, oftentimes at an immense level personally, we don't change. That's how it's been, but that is changing. You know, the hitting bottom is rising up. It's the bottom is getting higher for a lot of people. People are, that's part of the spiritual shift. So people are starting to make changes in their life just because it doesn't make sense to not make those changes anymore. You know, it's kind of hitting more on an intellectual level than an emotional level. I mean, of course, the emotional level is there, but on an intellectual level, people are just going, oh my God, like I can't depend on my job. I can't depend on my government. to make the right choices. I can't depend on, like, nobody's coming to save us. You know, like, we're so just used to, our lives are so busy and we just go about our lives and we hear about all these things that are negative and shouldn't be happening. And we're like, you know, that's life. And we go about our lives and then we talk to our friends and we complain about it. And then we go about our life and nothing ever actually changes, right? But we're getting to the point now where it's not just like that. It's too obvious now. So I think that's 2023 was a big year of eyes opening, of awareness coming up, of people going, even people that aren't on the spiritual path are going, okay, wow, like things are messed up, you know? and that's a good thing, you know, that the initial impact is like, oh my God, oh no, oh no. But, you know, I've been trying to plant the seeds, like don't in 2023, don't get stuck there. Don't worry about the world falling apart. Worry about creating a better world. This is our opportunity, you know, and this is partially what the spiritual shift is about. Like, of course, there's going to be a lot of people in 2023 and 2024 that are just coming to these awarenesses, whereas a lot of us on the spiritual path have had these awarenesses for years. Why? Because we're looking into them. It's not because we're, you know, like, it's funny. This is why, like, at the beginning of this podcast, I kind of said, like, hey, I don't usually normally do these types of podcasts. It's because we turn everything so freaking woo-woo, so out there, so ethereal, so floaty around, like, and I see love in the future. And, like, no, man, keep it grounded. Like, this is reality. This is the reality that we're living in. The people on the spiritual path, we're not like, I mean, of course, yes, some of the information is coming from the other side, which science sounds all ethereal and woo-woo and stuff, but you can kind of forget all that. It doesn't really matter, because really the point is that whatever you look for, you will find. Okay. So spiritual people, not all of them, of course, but spiritual people are very much in alignment with self-help and love and what's good for not only ourselves, but the world. So if you're looking for how to bring good into this world, you're going to find how to bring good into this world. That's all. You don't have to have a crystal ball. You don't have to have a direct line to God to figure out what's going on in the world and what direction we should be going. All you got to do is keep your feet on the ground and think, what's going on in the world? What could this mean? You know, and contemplate it, look into it, have conversations about it, and you'll gain awareness. You know, your awareness of what's going on will rise. So, you know, it doesn't have to be all woo-woo and fluffy. And it's just, yeah, of course, you know, many people in the spiritual communities have been talking about this for years. Of course. Yeah. Because why? Because we're interested in it. We look into it. That's why. It's not because we're some chosen freaking people or something, you know, but we're going to be at the front lines of this, you know, people that are on the self-help path and people who are on the spiritual path, which oftentimes are one and the same. Excuse me. I'm just getting over a cold. So, you know, those of us that are on this path, like, we're looking for this stuff. We're looking into this stuff. So yeah, of course, we're going to be at the forefront. So this is why I wanted to do the podcast, is kind of to bring the awareness around this up to those who aren't aware of it and confirm to those who are aware of it that, yes, this is what's happening. You know, we are in the process of creating a new paradigm. So where are we specifically 2023 to 2024? I see us, you know, globally, the eyes opening and the awareness rising. And it takes time, you know, like, so it's not like 2023, we're going to wake up and then 2024, we're going to go do stuff with that, with the waking up. It's, there's, you know, billions of people on the planet. It's going to be spread out over years. Some are going to be at the more of the forefront, and some people are going to come along after, and some won't ever wake up to it. Some will kick and scream, you know, for the next 5 years, trying to hold on to the old. But if you're, you know, so I'm going to try to stay focused on the people at the forefront, because a lot of those are the ones listening, and people who want to get in the forefront of the change, because those are also people listening. People who aren't interested in it probably aren't listening. So I'm talking about the people at the forefront of the change and the people who would like to be at the forefront of the change, or are just curious about what it looks like. So you can tune into it, dive into it, have conversations, look into it, and come to your own conclusions, you know? So the way that I see it is 2023 was that, oh my God, wow, you know? And a lot of people in the forefront of the change started letting go of the fear. Because of course, you know, if everything that you know, all structured ways of doing things that have been around for tens of thousands of years, some maybe 100,000 years, like is falling apart, it's like, oh my God, the world's ending. Oh my God, what's going to happen? And there's this fear. Well, once you calm that and you start looking at it and you realize that everything that's falling apart was dysfunctional anyway. I mean, you know, we haven't solved any major problems. I mean, you know, we've advanced technologically, but I mean, really, as humanity, have we advanced? Not so much, you know. Excuse me. Not so much. So, you know, we had people starving 10,000 years ago, and we have people starving now. Like we can't figure that out. Are you kidding me? Of course we can. So, you know, so the things that the reason that problems haven't gotten fixed is because we haven't focused on fixing the problems. Why? Because we're being driven by greed and acquisition mentality and toxic masculinity and all this stuff, which we're coming out of that. And we're coming back into balance, and we're coming back into, we're creating a new paradigm where we care about each other as human beings, and we'll get back to more of a community sense and stuff. So what does this mean for, you know, kind of a larger scale? I don't want to zoom too tightly in, because, you know, then it's talking to less people, right? So if I stay zoomed and kind of talk in generalities a little bit more, then you can kind of try to identify in your own way with what I'm saying. You know, this is one of the things that over the last, I don't even know, 8-9 years or something of doing this podcast, one of the I don't know what the term is, complaints is the word that's coming to me, whatever, people that complain about my podcast or critique it. One of the biggest problems that I've heard over the years is people going, oh, I didn't identify with your example. Maybe one time I was talking about sports, or another time I was talking about business, or another time I was talking about a female and they were a male, or I was talking about a male and they were a female. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's just the point. Try to understand the point of what I'm saying and how it applies to you. So don't, you know, well, he's talking about a woman. I'm not a woman, so I can't relate. No, I'm talking, a woman is a human being. I just needed to pick one for the example, right? So when I use examples, don't get too tightly attached to it. See, always try to see what the message is and how it plays out into your particular world, because I can't do a podcast for 8 billion people. That would be 8 billion podcasts. And I'd have to interview you ahead of time. So that's 8 billion interviews. So I can fine tune you. That's why you can hire me to work with me. Then I can fine tune it to you. You know, so the podcast, you know, try to identify with what's going to help you, your version of what I'm saying, because it's going to be a little different for everybody, you know. So generally, we've woken, you know, we either woke up or are waking up to all the dysfunction and everything that's falling apart. And I've been trying to bring the vision in to let go of the fear, let go of the this is wrong, this is bad, I have to fight it mentality, and let it just forget about it. Let it fall apart. Let it fall apart. Now, I know that's not going to be perfect for everybody. There are certain people whose mission here is to go out and I don't, you know, it depends on the situation. There's so much going on globally. There's going to be people who need to protest in certain situations. There are going to be people that need to put pressure on government or other entities here and there. And if you're doing that, and if that's what you feel strongly about, please continue doing that. You know, that could be, there's, like I said, there's 8 billion of us, man. We all have different aspects of what we're supposed to do and when we're supposed to do it. So, you know, if you feel aligned with your purpose and you're passionate about it, continue. But even those of you that are doing that, to some degree, it would benefit you to open up the mind and let things fall apart. You know, just let them, because they weren't good anyway. So I've been working on getting that message out all year, and I don't know, I may have even started that in 2022. Excuse me one sec. My throat's getting a little itchy. So, as you know, we're getting used to the idea of things falling apart, letting go of the fear and letting them fall apart. That's starving what we don't want. Everything is energy. So starve what you don't want, which is all the old paradigms that were set up to fail anyway, because they were set up on a pyramid scheme of power and money. Those are, it's a pyramid scheme. It has to fall at some point. It has to fold. So let it fold and put your attention on creating a new paradigm. And that's going to look differently for each person. And honestly, this is what gets me so excited is, like, right now when I tapped into this, I'm like, oh my God, this is so cool. Because, like, what this does on a psychological level, when you start understanding that everything that's falling apart is supposed to be falling apart, and it doesn't have to scare you. Once you start settling into that, your future opens up. What happens is you start getting excited about your future. And this might be helpful for some of you that are just in that period where you're kind of settling into this mentality that, like, okay, I have to let things fall apart. And then it feels like you're just doing nothing. Like, then what do I do? Like, and it feels like you're at this plateau. Yeah, there is a plateau, because there's a plateau that change is necessary. So it's like this, that plateau is an opportunity for internal change, to shift your thinking and your feeling from the old, letting go of the fear, letting go that the government or some person or entity is going to, if they get elected, they're going to save you, or somehow big business is going to get this shot of consciousness, and all of a sudden they're not going to be trying to make billions and trillions of dollars off people, and they're going to actually care about them. None of that's happening. And it doesn't have to be disconcerting. Like, it's fine that it's not happening. It's not supposed to happen. It wasn't part of the old paradigm. Like, if you know, think about this now. We've been living in a reality for, like I said, some of it for 100,000 years, some of it for 10,000 years, some of it has really fallen into place in the last 100 years, 200 years. But I mean, basically, it's all based on acquisition and greed. And even if we say it's not, if you look at what happens to people that are in the game, they get more powerful and they get more money. So it is based on that. It is based on that dynamic. Even if you pretend that it's not, it is. It's so like, what has happened consistently over the last 100,000 years in humanity? People at the top have been getting more and more powerful and getting more and more money. And okay, so that's consistently been happening with every civilization since civilization started. That's been consistently happening. The people at the top always get money and power. Okay, do the people at the bottom always suffer more and more? Yes. Okay, have the world problems ever been solved? No. Okay, and I'm not saying that we haven't had little bits of people doing the right thing. Of course we have. We've had situations like, you know, Gandhi and MLK Jr. and Nelson Mandela. And, you know, some of the people that I talk about regularly as good examples of positive change. We've had little pockets of that. What just happened in Panama is a good opportunity. You know, the people taking their country back. So, like, we have little pebbles of examples of this. It's not that it's never happened. I'm saying it hasn't happened on a grand scale. Predominantly, the way the world's been working has been greed and power. So we're transitioning out of that to where we're creating a paradigm that is based in love. And, you know, be the change you wish to see is such a profound statement, because that is really all we have to do. It's all we have to do. And I think that that's becoming clearer, because we're looking at the global situation and we're realizing, okay, wait, there, like, the people at the top aren't going to save us. So we have to save ourselves. Yes, good, good. Now, at first, it's like, oh no. But once you embrace that, you stop looking to your oppressor to stop oppressing you. You know, why would you go to somebody oppressing you whose life is getting more powerful and more successful and more financially successful? Everything that they want in life is being given to them. And you're going to them and saying, please stop doing what you're doing. Why would they stop doing what they're doing? It's working for them. Now, of course, it's not working on a global scale, but they're not looking that far ahead. They're not the ones that are waking up. Why? Because they're not looking to wake up. That's why. Why are they not looking to wake up? Because from an external perspective, what they're doing is working for them. That's why. And like I said in the beginning, suffering usually pushes the change. So as we accept that and you go, oh, okay. So you stop looking for somebody to save you and you start settling in just to going, you know what? Like, once you hit that level of peace, you go, I'm okay. I'm okay. You know, there was a part of me that thought that, like, the world's problems need to be fixed, or we had to have the right people in government and then I'd be happy. And those are just like every other illusion of happiness. They're external. I don't need everything to be right. I don't need the world's problems to be fixed. What I need is peace in my heart. And this is why this is beneficial if you use it the right way. If you let go of the fear and start opening up to the freedom and the peace inside and the love that you have just within you, it's our home base. When, like, you don't have to do anything to achieve peace in your heart. What you have to do is remove what's preventing you from experiencing it. So remove the fear of the world falling apart. Remove the fear that the wrong person is going to get elected to office. Remove these ideas that if your situation was different, then you'd be able to do what you want. Like, let go of all of it. Let go of all of these structured thought systems and belief systems that have held you back and that have just kept us twiddling our thumbs while people do things that don't benefit the world. Let go of it. And then if you just sit in that space, what happens is this freedom comes up and you're like, oh my God, I'm okay. I'm peaceful. When I let go of all the world's problems, you know, people used to look at me. I've had people say this to me before. They're like, you know, Glenn, you, they'd usually compliment me in some way to try to soften the blow. But they'd say, but man, it looks like you got the weight of the world on your shoulders, you know? And, you know, I did. And to some degree, of course, you know. And a lot of that is just coming off because I'm more focused on my inner world and being the change that I wish to see than I've ever been. It's like on a whole new level. And with that, the freedom opens up. So I'll see if I can kind of show you this in like little stages. Sometimes they can all happen at once, but just so you can understand this, it's like we have this unconscious way of looking at things, right? And we don't even know that we're looking at life like that. And then all of a sudden we have some epiphanies or some awarenesses rise. And then all of a sudden we start seeing things differently. Once we start seeing things differently, we start opening up. Once we start opening up, then all of a sudden all the, you know, more of the fear falls away. And there's this kind of what I was talking about earlier, like this plateau. There's just this little pocket that we drop into when we let go of all that fear. And like for me, I needed to put energy into, my mind is very active, you know, so I needed to put my energy into the solution as I let go of the fear, because I couldn't just sit in that pocket not doing anything. I needed to feed my attention to the new paradigm that's coming. Look at ways to participate in it. You know, I needed to do that. And I think a lot of people are going to be doing that more in 2024. And you drop into this pocket and you realize this is, oh my God, it feels so wonderful. It's like, it's freedom. You feel this freedom. And I'll give you my personal example of this freedom. What I feel when I drop into that pocket of freedom, when I stop worrying about what's going on globally, and I understand that it's falling apart and I'm just going to let it, and I understand that we're moving towards something good, and I can't control every aspect of what's going on in the world. All I can control is what I do and how I participate and how I walk through my life. And that, so I drop into that pocket of freedom, and all of a sudden, anything is possible. Because all the little subconscious ways of holding ourselves back that we've used over our lifetimes, they just fade away. They don't seem important anymore. You know, so I've mentioned several times I'm working on this big land deal. And it's like, yeah, why not? I've never done anything like this before, but I'm going to. Why? Why not? It feels right. That's why. And that's good enough. Like, I don't need to prove it to anybody. I don't have to make perfect sense of it to myself even. It's just going to happen. And I'm just going to lean into it because this is the magic of us and being connected to source and being the writer and director of our own play. It's so empowering. You know, so it's almost like the rest of the fear, residual fear, that I've gotten rid of most of it before. I see it all just dropping away because I'm playing life by new games, by new rules. So this is kind of what I want to convey to you. Try to drop into that pocket where you're just playing life by new rules. Like, let go of the old rules. They're falling apart. They don't really apply anyway. They never did, but we couldn't see it before. Now we do see it. So just settle into that pocket of freedom and go, I don't have to stay in a job that I don't like. I don't have to stay in a relationship that I don't like. You know, I don't have to stay in a house or a city that I don't like. I don't have to live my life for other people. I don't have to worry about if the next thing that I do makes perfect sense. Like, who cares, man? I'm going to do it because I want to do it. And I'm going to enjoy my life. It's so freeing to not have any rules and just to be able to do what you want to do because you want to do it. You know, this is, people struggle a lot with, you know, what's my purpose? Your purpose is following your heart. That's all. That's it, man. And like sometimes it leads into big things and sometimes it doesn't. You know, following my heart was no different when I started my business, which was big and changed my life on countless levels. You know, so that's a big one. But there was no difference between following my heart to do that and following my heart to join a men's basketball league in Rhode Island for a while. That ended up with me destroying my ankle. Not destroyed, but oof, I tore it up bad. It didn't even really end that well, but I was following my heart. It was something that I wanted to do, and it was something that I enjoyed doing for a while, and then it ended. And that's okay too. See, this is my point. Like, when people talk about, this is what keeps people stuck. They want to find their purpose, or they want to find what to do next. And the first thing that they do is they want to see how it's going to play out for the rest of their lives. Well, how do I know? How do I, like, when I started my business, it did change my life, and it probably, not probably, it definitely changed my life forever. It's changed last 10, 12 years or whatever, for sure. But it's also affected me tremendously in who I am as a person and how I live my life and all kinds of things, right? So it's completely changed my life. I did not know that it was going to do that. Because how could I? This is what's so silly is we, what's my purpose? Well, I have to know before I put my energy towards it, because if I put my energy towards it, and then that's not my eternal purpose. Well, then I wasted time. No, it's not a waste of time. Following your heart is never a waste of time. It doesn't matter if I played basketball for 6 weeks. I don't even remember how long I played. And ended up messing up my ankle and being on crutches for months. It doesn't matter if that's how it plays out, or if it plays out that I started my own business and it affected, you know, the rest of my life for 40, 50, 60 years. It doesn't matter. Don't worry about it. Just follow your heart, because what happens is that's life. You're missing life. So do whatever you feel is right. And what's happening is, because of the structure falling away, you know, because of the clarity in 2023 and previous years, all that this is one of the joys that's happening. And if you tune into it energetically, you can feel it as that, all the structure, all that it's suppression oppression, all the stuff that was holding us in place and holding us down. Like, that's what happens when there's too much structure. We do need some structure, and it can be helpful, but it's just like everything else. It needs a balance. Okay. And we were way out of balance with our structure. We had too much of it. I mean, you know, I've said this before. I think the seatbelt law is a great example, because why does the government have the right to make money off of me if I feel like I want to endanger my own life? What why is that their business? You know, I think and now, like, you know, now that I live in the Dominican Republic, in a country that actually is much freer, in my opinion. And I look at the United States and it's like, oh my God, like everything is so structured. If your tire hits a white line driving down the road, you might get pulled over and get a ticket for, you know, endangering others driving or something. Like, it's just the rules and the way of doing things and the structure is just blown way out of proportion. There's no freedom in life. And it's happened so slowly over the years that until you leave there, you don't even realize it, you know? So it's like, now that I'm living, this is kind of what I feel that's happening energetically, globally now. Like, what, you know, there was so much structure and we're so in it in the United States. I come over to the DR and it's so free. Then I look back and I'm like, oh my God, there was way too much structure. I didn't even realize it. This is what's happening globally. We've had too much structure. We've had too much control and oppression and suppression for forever. And then now it's opening up and our eyes are opening too and going, oh, wait, like, I don't have to play by their rules. I can go off grid. I could just go off grid and just have a place. I don't have to live in the United States, or I want to live in the United States, but I want to go off grid. Well, go ahead. Like, you can do that. And it's much cheaper than most other options. But, you know, people are, I said this too, you know, people are like, oh, all I want is a simple house on a cabin by the lake, you know, and what they're doing is they're paying an outrageous mortgage on a house that costs $400,000 a year. Oh, I mean, it costs $400,000 and they're paying this mortgage. Huge mortgage, and they're working at jobs that they don't like to try to make ends meet, and they're pissed off because they can't freaking get Grey Poupon anymore. They need to get Golden's spicy brown mustard because Grey Poupon's too expensive, and they're working a good job, and they went to college for 4 years, and they can't believe that they can't afford Grey Poupon anymore. Like, this is the, like, we're so locked into this ridiculousness. You know, you can go buy a house on a lake in, you know, out somewhere for whatever, $150,000, $200,000. Start your own business. Move to a job that you would like. I'm telling you, we are in the crux of change right now. And within that crux of change is constant opportunity. There's so much opportunity. It's never been easier to start your own business. You can work remotely. You know, it's there's never been a better time to change careers. Like, as we are in this process of change, it's going to take years to fully change. We have the millennials and the generations younger changing the workforce to where, especially them, to where the workers have more power for the first time in history. As that's changing, there are benefits that come with that. Some people, a lot of people who are at the top of businesses right now are very frustrated because they don't like the attitude of the younger people. Well, which I've addressed that many times, and that'll change over time. But in the meantime, people, you know, I'm 55, people my age, give or take 10 years, the workforce loves us. Why? Because we work old school. We work the old way. We work where, you know, we bust our ass harder. we're not part of this new, and don't get me wrong, I think the millennials and younger generations have it right, and I'm looking forward to what they're ushering in. But what I'm saying is, in the meantime, for the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years, as this, you know, depending on how quickly it shifts, and if what we're shifting into is going to be better anyway, so that don't worry about that. I'm talking about right now, as we're in the middle of this shift, there are people who want people our age to work for them because they're, you know, and there is some truth to this. Generally, people our age are more dependable as far as showing up on time, leaving on time, not taking random days off, working hard. The younger generations have a learning curve and they're getting there, and that'll come. And we shouldn't be working as hard as, okay, you know, we really shouldn't be working as hard as we are, but it's ingrained in us. So for now, when we're in that transition period, like we're wanted in the workforce. And if you go on interviews and somebody is unaware of that, I'd show it to them. I'd be like, listen, you know, I come from a generation where we bust our ass, you know, and blah, blah, blah. And if the person interviewing, don't say this to somebody interviewing you that's younger. But if you have somebody older that's interviewing you, they're going to love that.
Yes.
If they hadn't thought of it already, they're going to pop all over it. So it's a great time to change careers. Like I said, start your own business. Move. Get out of a relationship. Sitting around going, well, I should leave him or I should leave her, and I'm not really feeling fulfilled. I mean, granted, you know, I never tell anybody just to leave a relationship. Do the work on yourself first and then leave the relationship, because it'll be a much easier transition and you actually have somebody to work with. And who knows, once you do the work on yourself, you might find out that you were a bigger problem than you thought and they're not so bad. So as a general rule, there are exceptions to this, especially with like physical abuse and stuff. But as a general rule, I recommend doing some internal work first before you leave, because it makes leaving way better and easier. And you can do it out of self-love instead of out of frustration, which is always a good idea, because that's an opportunity to learn. To leave a relationship out of self-love is enormously growing. One of the biggest growth opportunities you can possibly have is that. That might even be the biggest. Who knows? But like, you would grow exponentially, because we have to take physical action. We have to do something. We have to behave differently in order to change our physical vibration when we're trying to change. So if you leave out of frustration, then you just need to do the work on yourself, and you can do it that way. And that's one way to do it. But if you work on yourself first, if you're capable of that, you work on yourself first, and then you leave out of self-love, the act of leaving the relationship out of self-love literally shifts your vibration as you're leaving it. So then once you're on the other, and it's much more palatable. Like, you know, leaving out of frustration is all about the other person, and it's and there's bitterness, and it's negative energy. So it's going to go negatively usually, you know, most times, at least to some degree. If you leave out of self-love, it can still go negatively sometimes. But for you, you're already at peace because you did the self-work. So you're just like, you know, you're not like, I got to get out of here. This is ridiculous. I am done. I am not putting up with this. That's negative energy. I understand sometimes we need to leave when we're in that space, but if you can do a little bit of, if your circumstance allows you to do some self-work and you can get yourself into a place where you're just filled with self-love and you leave out of that, and it's more like, yeah, it's time. You know, I learned a lot from this relationship and it served me in a lot of ways. But it's run its course. And for me to truly be me, I need to let go of this. And honestly, for them to be them, we need to separate. You know, I'm actually holding them back from finding the right person for them as long as we stay together. you know? So, and I care about them. I spent a lot of time with them. So I want them to be able to spend time with the person they're supposed to be with instead of with me when, you know, it's this relationship is just holding us both back. It's going to be freeing and inspiring for both of us. And that's what I really want. You know, that energy is so different. When you can make change out of that energy, oh my God, I'm telling you, it's the levels of peace, contentment, and happiness that you experience. And it can still be difficult at times, but it's off the charts. And what comes after that is even better because you physically took action out of self-love and really changed your vibration. So I see 2024 as an opportunity for all this. You know, this is nothing new. Like if you look throughout human history at successful people, and what I'm talking about, just to prove the point here, I'm talking about financially successful. There are other aspects of it, but just so you understand the dynamic, most successful people, they have a specific way of looking at things. You know, so when other people see a problem, they see an opportunity. So when you're looking at the world going, oh my God, there's so many problems in the world. Oh, that should be a red flag. Flip-flop that. That means there's tons of opportunities in there. You know, I think I don't even know if this is true, but to me, it's a good, it's a good example of what I'm talking about. Like, you know, that you've got those Dollar Tree stores. Who knows when somebody created them, but like a really good time to create those are in times of an economic downfall. Right. And then all of a sudden you open up stores where everything is a dollar and like, oh my God, this is wonderful. Why? Because you get more people conscious about spending money. So they want to spend less money. So now all of a sudden, like I saw a Dollar Tree, no kidding. I think it was in a movie or something. Like on the other side of the world, I didn't even know this, but I believe that the Dollar Trees are like a global enterprise, you know? So my point is that like, just because things externally look like they're falling apart, everybody, you know, a lot of people are going, oh no, I can't do anything different. I need to just try to maintain. No, there's opportunities in there. There's opportunities to change your life. Don't get stuck in the fear. Now is the time. Whatever no longer serves you, let go of it. It doesn't matter if it's where you live or your job or your relationship or whatever. If it's not feeding your soul, if you're not living your best life, there's really no reason to hang on to it anymore. Open up to that freedom. Open up to the possibility. Open up to the opportunities that are out there and start leaning in, because I'm telling you, you know, it's like anything. The quicker you lean in, the more dramatic the change is, right? Like if you invest in something, you know, before it takes off, you're going to make tons of money. Whereas if you invested in something halfway through, you'll still make good money, but not as much, right? So that's just the dynamic. It has nothing to do with money. My point is if you get in on at the beginning, which is now, now is the beginning. Everybody's going to be changing their lives. Do you want to change your life first or do you want to change your life last? Right? And the best way to do is just open up to that pocket of freedom and let go of all the fear. And you're sitting in there and all of a sudden you start realizing when you really drop into that energy, you're like, why not? Like, why not? Like, what have I been doing? What have I been holding on to for so long to try to give myself this sense of security that isn't even real? Like, I'm just going to let it go, man. I'm just going to let it go. I'm just going to lean into what I want. Why not, man? Why not? Do it. Lean into what you want. Lean into what feeds your soul on a small level, big level, medium level. Doesn't matter. You know, but you're worth it. And now's the time. Now's the time to really lean into what whispers to you, you know? And that's what it is. It's just, you got to be still so you can hear that whisper. And some of you already know, you've been wanting to leave the relationship or the job for years. Now's your time. You know, I can't count how many people I've worked with that, you know, if we look at their job, sometimes people want to leave their jobs just because they're frustrated with their life. Then they look at their job and they realize it's actually serving them. So perspectives can play a part, but I can't count how many people I've worked with that want to leave their jobs, but didn't feel like they could. Right. And then I talked to them, look into it. And they didn't. And then finally they decided to look into it. And they're like, oh my God. And they leave their job and they find something better, making better money. And they're like, I cannot believe I didn't do this earlier. Why did I think that I couldn't do this? It was so easy. And it's mind blowing, right? Everything is like that right now. We're in the crux of change. So there's opportunity everywhere. And there is no such thing as safety on this planet. You're going to be fine. If you lean into something and it doesn't work out, you'll do something else. I'm not saying do it irresponsibly. There are ways. Make sure your bills are paid. Put a few bucks away or something. Like whatever. But I mean, if you can. But I didn't do that. Why? Because I couldn't. I couldn't. My choice was either I couldn't save $50,000 and then start my business. I wasn't capable of that. I was only making a certain amount of money maybe I was capable, but I couldn't find a way to do it. Okay. So, you know, I was a single parent. My son just moved in with me. I'm collecting food stamps and I'm in the process of starting my own business. Well, what was I going to do? Just follow it. I had no cushion to fall back on. I had no money in the bank. If it didn't work out, all I depended on was myself. I'm a hard worker. I'm intelligent. I'm capable. I'll find something. I'll do it. If I get evicted, I'll live in my car. I'll let my son stay at some friends for a little while, and I'll get us a little studio somewhere, and we'll make it somehow. We'll make it somehow. How, I don't know, but I trusted myself. That's all you got to do is trust yourself. Trust your higher power, you know, and if there's a capability of doing things where you can cover your ass financially too, well, then do that too. If there's not, don't let it stop you. You're going to be fine. So open up, man. I'm feeling a lot of freedom, and I feel like 2024 is going to be a manifestation of a lot of the things that have been hovering below the surface for years. It's going to start coming into, like, you know, the transition is the old is falling apart. We've been watching that and it's been getting more and more prevalent. Then 2023 felt like, oh my God, look, we can actually see it all, and a shift of perspective. And then 2024, I think what we got to start doing is start taking that shift of perspective that we gained in 2023 and start implementing that change of perspective to create a new paradigm. You know, it's going to be years to come, but it's already started on the lower levels, but really, I think we're going to start seeing the people who are creating communities and lifestyles and ways of being and all this stuff. We're going to start seeing that the light shined on that. We're going to start hearing about it more and more in 2024. It's because people are going to start really living it, you know? And if you'd like some inspiration, start joining some off-grid groups. Those people are doing it all over the world. It's gorgeous. Even if you're not interested in living off-grid, go see what those people are doing. It's amazing. It'll give you hope and give you even some ideas to accomplish things. They're very creative. So, all right, I got to fly. Have a great 2024. Let me know if I can help. And I will talk with you soon. Peace.